Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and praise the Lord on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. What a blessing it is to be here with you once again on this beautiful, glorious Sunday afternoon. And I certainly hope you are enjoying and experiencing the glorious resurrection power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I tell you, what a blessing it is to be here on this Sunday and just to come by and share and give adoration and praise to my Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I'm a little bit distracted right now. I'm going through my phone looking for some information. But anywho, what a blessing is it for you to have joined me live today on Lisa Marie's Five Brethren Brunch. For is what is April's offering, and I'm going to share more with you later in the month. But I'm excited to start this offering by celebrating Christ being my Redeemer, our Redeemer, who lives, hallelujah, who lives and is alive. So what a blessing it is to be here. Okay, I'm done now. I was a bit distracted. What a blessing it is to be here on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon. And I tell you, there's no other place I want to be, and that is in the presence of the Lord. And I probably should have done this broadcast earlier this morning, because by this time, I'm really soaking. It's a good thing. I'm soaking and I'm basking and I'm saturated and in the glory of God from praising Him all morning and all afternoon. And what a blessing it is that I am here in that spirit, and I feel such a rest. I feel just a rest that's upon us. And that's a blessing, because it is about resting in the Lord. as the psalmist says, in doing good. For verily you should be fed upon and in the land of the Lord that God giveth thee. So I'm just going to quickly go to my Facebook post page. You can go to Facebook, brothersofchrist.org, Facebook, or Lisa Marie, the Virgin Reigns on Facebook, or you can go to Lisa Marie, the Virgin Reigns on my Twitter feed. And again, I put a lot more of what I wanted to declare to you on my Facebook post. So I'm on air, but I'm at my Facebook post. So if you want to go there quickly so you can be on one accord with me, mosey on over. Hallelujah. Now, I'm really excited to share this with you because as a believer, the sheep of his pasture, heir of salvation, we should be, and I experience the resurrection power of Christ every day. Every day is a refreshing. Every day is we should be walking in the newness of life. And I really call this All Saints Day because truly the whole season of the Holy of Holies in this month celebrates the redemptive work of Christ from going from death to life, which is awesome. Not just from life to death, but from death to life. He changed the order. Hallelujah. So we now only have a second chance at life by being born again. And that is an awesome thing. And I celebrate it today. I celebrate the blessing of being able to live again and again and again and again by the power of God, by the power of his resurrection, which includes his death. And burial, and you have to remember that's a big part of salvation. You just can't praise him for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords and have not been baptized in his death. So it's been an honor and a pleasure and a privilege to minister to you via my Facebook post and remind you of that process. Amen. Because the most important thing about praise the Lord and having faith is that we will be able to see him face to face. Hallelujah. We'll be able to see him as he is when we are called home. He takes us to the place he's prepared for us. And so I'm really full. I'm really full, and I don't want to be all over the place, so I'm going to stick to my outline that I have here. And I tell you, hope you can hear me much clearer. I bought a new mic, and I'm excited that it came. Delivery is kind of delayed because of COVID-19, so I had to kind of wait for it to come a little bit later than expected. But I'm glad it's here for this broadcast, so I hope you can hear me loud and clear. Glory be to God. Now, I'm glad to share this by way of Lisa Marie's Bride's Reveling Brunch, which again celebrates the bride and the bridegroom who we celebrate in the earth realm today. And I'm really excited about what he gave me in addition to ministering April's offering, celebrating the resurrection of life, the cross over. Is that he's the bright morning star. And that's what he reminded me of today. So I wanted to include that in today's declaration, hallelujah, in proclaiming my Redeemer liveth, that Jesus is alive, amen. And he was saying to me, ministering about the bright morning star. And for that, he gave me Revelation, the second chapter, the 26th to the 29th verse. And the angel of the Lord, John was proclaiming what the angel of the Lord was ministering to him and revealing to him by revelation, that he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule, or she shall rule, them with a rod of iron, as the vessels, of a potter, shall they be broken to shivers, even as I receive even as I receive of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Hallelujah. And that's one of the things I was thinking about when I came on air. I'm like, Lord, this really is All Saints Day. It's really All Saints Day because the whole process of the death, burial, resurrection in this season, celebrating Passover to the crossover, is that we came from sinner to becoming saints. And that's what we need to remember, that we are becoming saints. And that's what the Bible talks about. That's what Jesus talked about. That's what the apostles talk about, becoming saints. Amen. And that's not by being religious or ritual. That is by his grace. That is by the blood of Jesus. That is by the redemptive work of the cross, accepting the work of the cross, it being alive in you, experiencing the death, burial, resurrection. So today I declared All Saints Day because that's what I am. And who I'm yet becoming, amen, because when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, he's coming to collect the saints, amen. And truly, we only can become saints by the blood of Jesus, and I'm excited about that. Now, the other scripture I want to share with you was Revelation 22, 14 through the 19 verse, which also talks about the morning star. Here, John is declaring again, by revelation of what was being revealed to him by the Holy Spirit and the angels, writing to the churches, that blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Hallelujah. That is speaking of the New Jerusalem. That is speaking of the paradise of God. Hallelujah. And this is what we have to look forward to, not just in the by and by, but here in the spirit, because, again, this is exactly what John was experiencing when he was exiled to Isle of Patmos. He was seeing these things. And so this is what we are able to experience even now, being born again of the water and spirit, being having the Spirit of God, having the Spirit of Christ, having the mind of Christ, being able to hear and see by the Spirit. Amen. And again, he said that they may have a right to the tree of life. That means this is how we'll be fed, being fed. That's how I'm being fed even now, by the manna from on high. And they may what? Enter in through the gates into the city. Hallelujah. Enters into the new place, our home away from home. Amen. And now he goes on in the 15th verse and says, what won't and who won't be there? He said, for without our dogs, which means these things and those who possess these traits, will not be entering. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and make it a lie. So anyone with these spirits, now I want to add reptilians to that, because that's the thing that he defeated when he redeemed us. Hallelujah. And our blessed mother redeemed us from the serpent, the snake, the reptilians, the serpy and slimy. He redeemed us from the snake. So, you know, we also, I wanted to include that because, you know, the snake, the serpent, is, again, was more cunning than any beast that he had made. So I wanted to add that, include that. And whosoever loved it. That means whoever love these type of things and love these type of people who manifest this and whatever make it a lie. The Word of God says, no lies of the truth. Amen. So we celebrate our new life in Christ because of truth, being able to receive the truth about ourselves, that we were born in sin, and the truth that unless a man be born again of the water and spirit, he will no wise see the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Now, verse 16, he says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. In the churches. Because that's where saints dwell. We dwell in the church. We are part of his church. We are part of his pastor. This is why he sent his angels to testify, which means his ministers, his witnesses, to testify to you these things which he has spoken to me, being his church, being his temple. He goes on to say, I am the wood and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. Hallelujah. The bright morning star. And I tell you, when I was reading that, I was just rejoicing and praising him for that, because he was reminding me that he's our hope. He's our hope. He's who we can look to when things are dark and dim. And he said that he's the bright and morning star. I mean, he shines brightly. When he appears, darkness dispels. That's why he made us the light of the world. Amen. So it's really important for you to recognize and receive from the bright and morning star, not dawn stars or illuminated stars that are fallen or have been glorified by the enemy. No, this is the bright and morning star. And in verse 17, he extends the invitation where he says, and the spirit and the bride says, come. Hallelujah. Come. And that's exactly what he's saying today. Come. The spirit and the bride. So they are speaking together. That's the bride and the bridegroom that's hearkening to your heart, that's knocking at the door of your heart right now. They say, come. And let him that hear it say, come. So this is the invitation for you to come to Christ, your invitation to receive him as not only just Savior, but Lord. Hallelujah. Being Lord of lords and King of kings now that he's ascended and he's resurrected. He says, and let him that hear it say, come. And let him that is athirst come. Amen. He that's thirsty, he that it needs their thirst quenched, he said, let him come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Hallelujah. So the invitation is for us to come. There's an open door, an open heaven. You could be saved at any time. Upon the confession of your sins, upon receiving and accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the door is open. The door is open. And that's the thing that I so love about him giving me this for today, because it's what he's saying. This is the time. Every day is a day of salvation. He said, the day you hear my heart, harden not your heart. So this is a divine opportunity for you to come to him by way of me speaking this to you, by way of me declaring this to you. Amen. And he said, whosoever. That means he has some special person. That he that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And let him take the water of life freely. Amen. That means help yourself. Keep your cup, have your cup, and drink freely of the water of life. Amen. And I tell you, he's pouring out his spirit. He pulled out his spirit this morning upon me, and I was just basking in and receiving. I had my soul, my heart just up before me. He was just pouring in, and I was just receiving and just praising him for his awesome presence and divine visitation. Now, I'm going to finish up with verse 18 through 19, where he says, for I testify unto you, every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written within this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Thou shalt take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you so much for that word. I thank him for that. And so this is a reminder of what he said, that we are to be faithful and keeping his word. Amen. And keeping the word of his patience. And again, these are words of what? Prophecy. They're speaking to us of what was, because that's what prophecy is, what was, what is, and what's to come. And so if we add anything to these things, or we take away anything, we omit anything, we try to market the gospel in a way where it fits us and we can get the audience and the money, he said, I'm going to take away your part in the book of life and out of the holy city. And not only that, I'm going to send the plagues that's written in this book. So, you know, it's a really serious thing to be a minister of the gospel and to preach God's word, to minister God's word. It has to be done according to how he has written it, amen, by his blood, by his body, amen, by the plan of salvation, the plan of God, and how he chose to redeem us. So I just want to remind you of that if you are a saint or a believer listening to this broadcast, that it's the words of the prophecy of the book that we will reign with him. We will receive the promise of God. We will receive healing in everything that he has accomplished for us and completed for us by way of the cross. Now I'm going to quickly get into the April's offering, because although I put this up April 1st, I decided again to wait till today to minister it, and I understand why he gave me that, because he said he all up until this time he was preparing me. There was an anointing, there has been a refreshing, a replenishing that he's been doing with me up until today, and I just felt the release. I just felt the floodgates of heaven just come in and just like, and just release what he had been preparing me for. So I hope that you are receiving that as well. And in him giving me the resurrection of life, the crossover, because again, we've gone from death to life, 2020, because it's what he's saying in this time, in this hour, in this day, that is going to move us into fulfillment, that is going to keep us safe as we follow him as dear children, as we are fully led of the Spirit, as we walk in obedience, amen, being the sheep of his pasture. And for the celebration of the resurrection of life, he gave me John, the 5th chapter, the 24th through 29th verse. And this is basically what he was saying about what Jesus declared, which he started out by saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word." Again, Jesus always talked about hearing, and he always was about restating what he said, and about you us having an ear to hear what he was saying, and not only have an ear to hear, but believe. But believe what he's saying and believe the witnesses that he has sent forth and sent to you for you to receive the message. Because, again, not just the hearers are just before God, but what? The doers. Now, he goes on to say, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me and believeth on him that sent me," at that time that was John, the apostles. Now that's me and hopefully you being a true witness. He said, "had everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation." Amen. So now I'm no longer condemned. You're no longer condemned for our sins, because they're what? They're forgiven. They've been washed. They've been thrown in the sea of forgiveness and remembered no more. They've been buried with him in baptism. They have been erased by the blood of Jesus. So he said, he that had everlasting life shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. From death unto life. He goes on to say in verse 25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Hallelujah. And so although we are celebrating the resurrection of Christ in our life, based on our being born again of the water and spirit, this also speaks of the dead, those who passed on. And I know, and I'm trying not to get emotional in saying this, but those who have passed from us who believed in Christ, I know and I felt in the spirit that they are receiving their resurrection today. They really are. And I feel that we have birthed that in through our praise from this realm, by our prayers for them. I thank him for giving me that today, that the dead in Christ shall hear his voice. For those that simply believed on him, he's going to speak to them. And he has spoken to them at the 5 a.m. this morning when he was showing me. This is the time of their resurrection. And that's so beautiful for me to behold that, to be able to see that by revelation. So those of you who receive that, receive it for your loved ones and know that God has a time where the Lord has a time where he will speak to the dead and they shall rise. And this is what he was saying today, that this is what it also means. And celebration of Resurrection Sunday is that those who died in the faith will be resurrected even now. Now, verse 26, he says, for as the Father had life in himself, so had he given to the Son to have life in himself. And again, that goes back to what I often say, nothing lives of itself, nothing dies of itself. Father God has life in himself, and so he had given the Son to have life in itself. So again, we have life in ourselves, and we have the power to speak those things back to life. We have the power and the resurrection of God in us to declare a thing, and he'll bring it to pass. Amen. We just don't have to allow things to die in our life. We have the power to curse it and rebuke it and even call it back by faith. Amen. If the seed is germinating in good soil. Amen. So you only can call a seed forth if it's in the ground and it's planted as good, because you can't resurrect a bad seed. Mm-hmm. Or it shouldn't be resurrected, let me say that. Now, verse 27, he says, and had given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Also because he's Son of Man. So Father God has life in himself, and given the Son to have life in himself, and had given him authority to execute judgment. And this is so important in celebrating the resurrection of life and doing good to the resurrection of life, because when we are judging justly, that will bring forth God's righteousness, not our righteousness, but his righteousness. And this is where a lot of people get it mixed up or don't know, because they've made up their own faith based on what they want to believe, based on scriptures. And he said, for this reason, many sleep. And God even has to unearth some people because of the dishonor of false judgment. He says, again, also because he is the Son of Man. He has the authority to execute judgment because God has given all judgment to the Son. Amen. And so him giving all authority to the Son means that he has the ability to speak what God speaks and show what God shows. And as Jesus said, when I judge, my judgment is what? True. And verse 28, he says, marvel not after this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of life. So this is what he was saying to me about those who've done good and those who've done evil to the resurrection of life. They are going to have to receive their part in the lake of fire. And that judgment is even now. Even now. So my prayer for you as we move forward in not only just 2020, but move on in our faith, is that you'll be ever so careful to give his name to praise, and that you'll be mindful that we have the Holy Spirit, which is a gift, and the Holy Spirit is given to us to teach us, to comfort us. And the word of the Lord says that we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit, nor to quench the Holy Spirit, wherewith we are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. So my prayer is that you will be sensitive to the resurrection of life. You will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit that was given to you by way of the ascension of Christ, that was sent back from heaven, sent down from heaven to dwell in us, and that you will allow the resurrection of life, which is Christ himself, not to only dwell in you richly, but that you will desire to get to know him and the fellowship of his suffering, and according to him being your Lord and Savior, him being your King, hallelujah, him being your Holy Ghost, my Holy Ghost, because, again, it's personal. Now, before I close, I wanted to just go over a quick prayer that was in my spirit, and I just kind of touched on this a few minutes ago, but I just wanted to release it to you because, again, as I was awakened by the Holy Spirit and, you know, and had my devotion and my communion with him, I just felt the refreshing and replenishing just from his presence. Amen. Just from his presence. And for that, I wanted to leave you with 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 3rd through the 5th verse. And this is what I have on my website. And I'm going to, again, start ministering this offering after today. So next week I'm going to pick up and conclude it before I do the new alignment for May. Wow. Now, 1 Peter, 1 chapter, 3rd through 5th verse says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again, unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So in this salutation and exhortation of Peter, he's saying that, again, blessed. He's blessing the God of Father, blessing God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a lively hope. So we have a hope, a lively hope. Our hope is alive because it is in Christ Jesus. It is in what God did in sending him for us and taking our place, not just for eternal salvation, but in the here and now, in the earth realm. More now than ever, do we need hope in the earth realm? Do we need a lively hope in the midst of death that's happening? We need to have our faith in life, not death, but life, which comes from and by resurrection. Resurrection. And that's why it's so important to understand what the gospel says in the teachings of Jesus, where he said, except a grain of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abounded alone. But if it is, it dies and it's buried, it brings forth much life. So the way to life is death. Amen. Spiritual death. Let me say that. Because if we die physically, we can't be here. So that's what he's saying. And so I hope you take that away today, that in order for you to have a lively hope, it has to be by resurrection, which only comes from Jesus Christ. Amen. Who took our place, who died for our sins, whose body was broken for us, who was bruised, who was spat upon, who took lashes and a thorn in the side. From the dead, which means he had to and willfully gave his life and took our place so that God could resurrect him. And that's the same thing we have to do. Amen. And so I celebrate the newness of life today. I celebrate all things new. Amen. And with that lively hope comes responsibility. It's not going to happen by wishful thinking and saying, oh, thank you, Jesus, and as if he's some magical God. No, we have to do our part. Amen. I have to be steadfast, unmovable. I have to apply the word of God. I have to let go of some things, separate myself from some things. I have to have a discipline, a holy discipline, amen, for that to happen. Amen. I have to take up my cross daily and follow him. Glory be to God. Now, verse 4 says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. So the reward of God is, and our inheritance of God is incorruptible and it's undefiled. That means it's pure. It's pure. And our inheritance is what we're contending for. We're contending for the faith that was once delivered to us from the saints. And that deliverance and that delivery that was given to us by the saints was incorruptible because they practiced their faith in purity. They practiced it according to the holiness of God. Amen. The holiness of Christ. Hallelujah. Now he says again to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that faded not away. So this is an eternal crown. This is an eternal inheritance. This is an eternal reckoning. Amen. This is an eternal seating that we have. Amen. And another thing that I was praising and thanking God for, and him ministering to me and encouraging me, one of the things he was saying to me was that, and praised me for, was choosing that good part. Choosing that good part. He said, because, as he said to Mary, because Mother Mary, because you chose that good part, it should not be taken away. I choose the good part. Yes, there's so much going on in this world, so much going on that's evil, negative, but you really have to have your faith and anchor in God and his word to be able to not only be steadfast, but to overcome. Amen. To overcome. And that's who he's speaking to today. He's speaking to overcomers. And so when I was reading the part about that faded not away, he reminded me of that, of what he was saying to me and ministering to me about choosing the good part. And you're going to have to do that in these last days. And that's going to require you going deeper, not just being surface, but going deeper. And you certainly can't do it following the world. Amen. Now he goes on to say that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So this inheritance that is uncorruptible and undefiled, that faded not away, is reserved. Amen. is safe in his in the storehouse. He has it, amen, reserved in heaven for you and I, amen. So we don't have to, again, fight and elbow and all this stuff to get anything from God, because what God has for us already is on reserve, and he's going to release it to us in his timing, amen. And we will receive the greater reward when we go to heaven, amen. So our motive for serving God and praising God has to be for an eternal reward, amen, for eternal blessings, not just earthly blessings. Now, in closing, verse 5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. And what is salvation? The thing that is ready to be, the thing that keeps us. Salvation is something that's ready to be seen, ready to be revealed. Salvation is something we behold that is done by the work of God, the hand of God. Amen. So I thank and praise God for your faith. Amen. I praise God that the power of God is keeping you by your faith. I encourage you to continue to build yourself up on your most holy faith, as you declares, by praying in the Holy Ghost. I pray a fresh fire, a fresh wind upon you. Hallelujah. I pray that God will keep you and your family. I pray that you will draw nigh unto him so he can draw nigh unto you. I pray and decree and declare the eternal Godhead, that he will reveal himself to you by you simply asking. God of the universe is ready to reveal himself to you always, always. And that is the purpose of the veil being rent. Amen. That's why he ripped the veil. He took away the fog, took away the smoke and mirrors and all that stuff so we can see him clearly. Hallelujah. And we only can see him if we are pure in heart. Amen. But the word of God says, only the pure in heart shall see God. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Again, God bless you. Happy Resurrection Day today. Happy Easter. I pray that you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening. And I just pray the wind of God, the fire of God, the Holy Spirit will be fresh. Be fresh in you, and that you will be refreshed inwardly as you give him your all. Amen. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. With that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. Take care, and I will speak to you soon. Love ya.